This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave, the prices of auto parts may be going up as a result of President Trump's tariffs, but how could this affect how much more you pay for car insurance?
Well, it's a great question. Anytime the rate goes up or the pricing goes up on a part or, you know, a vehicle, you could see that being sent down the road to the insurance, on the insurance end of it. We saw this a lot during the pandemic. Afterwards, we saw the rates starting to go up a little bit later on. These were based off of increased shipping costs and manufacturing parts on the cost or on the parts, which then got passed along to the insureds. We could be seeing the same thing here based off of tariffs.
How bad could these increases be compared to during the pandemic?
It's hard to really say, to be honest. We don't really know. They haven't really gone into effect yet. Now, the nice thing with New York State is the everyone has protections from the New York State Department of Financial Services. Anytime the insurance companies want to raise their rates or change anything with that, they have to file those with New York State. And they have to show that they've had a reason to do this. So they have to be, you know, paying out more for claims because of these increased in parts, cost of parts, than they were planning on. And they have to show this over a period of time, really, to the state. And the state then finally has to approve those. So we're not going to see any immediate increases on insurance because of this. But with that, anytime the insurance companies have to pay more than they planned on, eventually that is going to make its way to the consumers.
How soon before we see that increase, if at all?
Knowing how the insurance companies have to work with the Department of Financial Services, this could be a year or two down the road. You know, we saw this a lot after the pandemic, too, where we didn't necessarily see major increases of premiums in 20 or 2021. It was, you know, 22, 23. Even now, we're still seeing some, you know, fallout from a lot of those increased costs that they were instituted back during the early days of the pandemic. So this could be something where we may see a ripple effect, and this could be affecting us a couple years down the road.
And what advice do you have for drivers? Should they be saving their pennies for this possible increase?
The biggest thing I would have is always look for any possible discounts that are out there for you. There are defensive driving courses that are going to save you money on your insurance. There are other discounts where you may be able to take advantage of. So always shop around with your insurance to try to find the best possible rate. If you are looking for a newer car, always kind of, you know, take a look at the insurance rates prior to getting that vehicle and seeing what that is. You can also, you may be able to find out kind of a part history, like how much parts would cost for your vehicle, and try to keep that in mind with this too. If it's, you know, unfortunately with a lot of the stuff, we're going to see parts coming from all over the place. So even a domestic vehicle could be having parts coming from Canada or Mexico, which could affect the rates. So it's always good to just look for those discounts. Ask about, you know, ask your insurance company what other things, that there's other ways that you can save money on.